Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Kamma, the Ayin Aleph. Picking it up on the top of the page, second line, next part of the Mishnah. Gana v'tavach b'yom kippur. When one stole a sheep, a sad ox or a sheep, and then he shechted it on Yom Kippur, he pays arba v'chamish. Remember, because we said there's no kimle b'derabim meaning over there because it's just chayve krisis, and chayve krisis isn't something which is going to stop the fact that you have to pay also. Armin says, amai, but why should you have to go and pay four or five times? Nehid k'talalek, maybe there's no being killed over here for doing this, it's just kare. But Malkus Miika, but there is Malkus, the person who does such a thing, gets Malkus. Rashi says, Mishum Lav, this is a lav that's going on. It's Lav Sheish Bomesa. If a Kaimelon de Eno Loka Mishalim, you don't get Malkus and pay. So if you're getting Malkus and there's no paying, that's a Gemara in Malkus. So we're going to get to that. Mezer Hashem Yisborach. Now, says Gemara, Amri Hamani, who is this Amish to go on like? Rabbi Meir, he. The Amr Loka Mishalim, he is of the opinion that he says, Loka Mishalim, you get Malkus and you also pay even if you get Malkus. Frankly, the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, if you want to teach Rabbi Meir, then even if the God of to shecht it on Shabbos, he should also have to pay four or five, right? So why is it that we're saying that the God of goes and shechts on Shabbos, that he's going to be part of having to pay, right? Because seemingly at this point, we're assuming that Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of the din of kimle b'derabim yinei, because the fact that he says, a loko mishalim, so for masay like here also, says the Gemara, no. V'chitim a loko mishalim islay, meso mishalim leslay, and if you want to say the prejudice, no, really, he says loko mishalim, but he doesn't say meso mishalim. Well, hold on a second, velo, is that really true? He doesn't say that even by when it comes to a case of Misa that you're going to be Mishalim. By time, I'm going to write a Gunav Vitavach B'Shabbos. If someone steals on Shabbos, again, a Shor Aseh, an ox or a sheep, a Shepsel, and he shechs it on Shabbos. Gunav Vitavach Avodazara, he steals and he shechs it to Avodazara, which one would be killed for. Or Gunav Shor HaNiskal Utvacho, he steals a Shor HaNiskal, an ox that was supposed to be stoned. It's got to be slaughtered. It's got to be a Sokal. And then he goes and he shechs it. Even though we know an animal that's supposed to be stoned because it killed someone or is involved with some sort of bestiality, we know that it's going to be asabah no, and has no value over here. If you go and you steal it and you shecht it, you're going to be chayev four or five. Mishalim arba v'chamish in all these cases. Divrei Rabbi Meir, as I can look to Rabbi Meir. So you see what Meir says, you're going to pay arba v'chamish even when he shechts on Shabbos. Right, so what do you do with that? Chacham and Potter, Chacham come and say, and they are Potter. So we see over here, our merit holds that he seems to not hold of Kimle b'derabim minei, but our Mishnah does say Kimle b'derabim minei. Says Gemara Amri Bar Minadahi. Don't bring that as an example. Of course, he holds of Kimle b'derabim minei, but he also says Loke u'Mishalim. It's two separate inyan. And when it comes to Misa, he says Kimle b'derabim minei, and therefore you wouldn't have to go and pay four and five. So, but what about this case? We see Bryce says not like that. Bar Minadahi. Except, well, let's make an exception of that one. Because on that bright, so we said, Amr of Yaakov, Amr of Yochan, of Amr of Law, some say, Amr of Yirmi, Amr of Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Avin, the Rabbi Ila. Ilah v'chol chavrasa mishmei Rabbi Yochanan Amri b'toveach al yedei acher. That Bryce is talking about a case where, let's say, I stole it and then I have somebody else go ahead and shecht it. So therefore, I'm not the one who actually shechted it on Shabbos. So such a case, I'm going to have to pay the four and five. But if I stole it and then on Shabbos I shechted it, then it's kibbutz d'rabbim, I don't have to pay for it. So that's what we're talking about. Tevech de acher. Fact the Gemara. V'chizeh chotev v'zeh mischayev. Does that make sense? This person does a chet, and the other one's chayev. Meaning I get a shliach to go and shechted for me. He says Rashi shliach chotev v'sholeich mischayev. I should be chayev, but to shlomi dal vei. V'al kai melon de ain shliach le devar avera. Remember back from Masechtas Kedushin days and daf mem bezem abeis. There's no shliach as a devar avera. So therefore, why should I be four and five? He should have to deal with that. Amar Rava shani hacha. This case is different. Why is it different? Because the pasuk says specifically utvacho umachro, which right umachro, which we have over here in the Mesos Hashas o mechro, right? That's how we tzarich lom over there. That it's if I steal the shepsel and then I shecht it or I sell it. What's the reason we put these two things right next to each other? Ma mechira al yedei acher, just like the mechir can be done through somebody else. Right? It says in mechira ela b'shnayim mocher v'lokeach. When it comes to mechira, they need to have two people involved: the person who's selling, the person who's buying. So too here as well. Af tevicha yedei acher, tevicha could also be done through someone else as well, and that's why I'm going to be chayev even though he shechted it. The Rebbe Shmuel Tana, they said, oh, the rabbis is a shaliach. When it says the word oh, it says tovach o machar. Dvechiske Tana Tachas the Rabbis is a shlech. The pasuk says that Chamisha Baki Yishalim Tachas Hashor. And the word Tachas, that's actually where you dashed over there, that I'm going to have to pay, even though the shliach was the one who ended up doing it. Still in the word of Rabbi Meir over here, who does hold Kimle with the Rabbi Meir, but he says if someone has to do in the Shechita, he's going to chayev dalad behay. Maskel v'la marzocha mika midi de'ilu avid iyu lo mechayev avid shaliach mechayev. Does it make sense? When I send the shliach on Shabbos, I steal and I tell him to shech the sheep, that if I were to do it myself, I wouldn't be chayev because of Kimle with the Rabbi Meir. But he goes and he does it, that he's going to be chayev. How could it be that the shliach is more chayev than me myself? Says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, no, Hasam Lamichon Delo Mechayevu. It's not because I'm not actually going to be Chayev. Allah, I am Chayev, but there's Kimle the Rabbi Minei, but because of the fact that I did something worse of the breaking in the Shabbos over here, and therefore I get killed for breaking Shabbos, therefore I don't have to pay for the money of the four and the five. But of course, I myself am Chayev, there's just something that stopped me from having to deal with it. In fact, the Gemara, V'ibim, if it's really true that I gave it to someone, so they're the one to do it. I'm going to chayev 4 or 5 if they shechted to avodah zarah, if they shechted on Shabbos. My tamei the rabbanan depachi. Why would the rabbanan say that a person's going to be putter if I'm going to pay? If I go and I send the shliach to do it, why would I be putter? Amri man chacham, who's a chacham? Rabbi Shimon. It's an opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Amar she'ena ruuya shchita she'ena ruuya lo shma shchita. When you have a shchita that's not fitting to be used, can't be eaten, then it's not considered even shchita. We saw that in Ksuvus. We saw that in Kiddushin. Says Rashi Kadosh. Kiddushin but Pirkan. We're going to see in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon poter b'shnei elu. We're going to see he actually says that out. So now Amri they said bishlam avodazar v'shar niskal. Okay, we understand the chachamim when it comes to. If the guy shechs the avodah zarah, or if he does it by a shor and niskal, but shechita sheinu that's called shechita sheinu ruuya because it's going to be something which is aser bahana because it's something which is for avodah zarah and something shor and niskal is aser bahana. But shechita sheinu that then you say shechita ruuya. El Shabbos shechita ruuya. But when it comes to Shabbos, it's still considered shechita ruuya. In which case, how could we say that? What were we saying? Why would the rabbanan patter it up? So we said no, because Rabbi Shimon says it's said in ruya. But over here, what are you talking about? Shabbos shechita ruya is considered ruya. There's time when they're in the Mishnah. Hashochet b'Shabbos yom kippur. Someone who shechs on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, pardon, or on Yom Kippur, afal pi sheniskayev b'nafsho. Even though he's chayev b'nafsho, meaning this guy's going to get killed if it's Shabbos or it gets cursed Yom Kippur, shechita sukshera, the shechita is still considered a good shechita, so it is shechita ruya. Therefore, if it's shechita ruya, then why would the Chachamim say that it's going to be a problem? Pardon, why would the Chachamim say that they're going to be putter for having to pay 4 and 5? Amri, Savalak Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. He holds, in reference to the shechita that's done on Shabbos, Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yochanan Sandler. So it's the Chachamim holding like Rav Shimon, who holds like Rav Yochanan Sandler, who answers shechita, this type of shechita, from actually partaking of it. The Tanan, although we switch it over here. Yeah. Okay. The Tanan. Hamavaz b'Shabbos. Someone who cooks on Shabbos, obviously also to cook on Shabbos. B'shogeg yochel. If he did a b'shogeg, if I cook a shogeg, I could eat. Rashi says, afilu hu atzma afilu b'bayom. If I cook on Shabbos by myself, I did it by accident, though, I myself can eat it right now. B'mezeh, but if I did it on purpose, lo yochel, don't eat it. Rashi says, bo bayom, only on that day. Rashi goes on to say, v'hu adin lachir, and v'ayid the tana reisha b'didei, tana nami sefer b'didei, v'alchi yibbalan l'frushe b'akol shochtam. You have that in the Gemara in Chulin there, but it's not only I can eat it, but others as well. Div Rabbi Meir. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. We see three different opinions here. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yochal b'motzei Shabbos. If I did a b'shogeg, then I can eat a motzei Shabbos. Rashi says, hu ba'atzma l'motzei Shabbos. Ubo bayom lo hu v'lo acherim. I can't eat it, another can eat it as well. V'aydi d'boi l'misa sefer b'didei, ha'tanin ami b'reisha b'didei also. But no one can have it that day. B'mezid lo yichol olamis. If I did it on purpose, I can't eat it ever. Rashi says, hu olamis v'lo acherim, ochem others can eat it. Third opinion, Ruchanan Sandler. Ruchanan Sandler Omer, b'shogeg ye'achel, right? And this is the Rabbi Yochanan Sandler that we need. B'shogeg ye'achel on Motzei Shabbos. Somebody did a b'shogeg. I didn't realize it. Shabbos, let's say, go ahead and I'm allowed to have it. It could be eaten on Motzei Shabbos. La'cherim v'lo lo. Let's try that again. B'shogeg ye'achel b'motzei Shabbos la'cherim v'lo lo. It can be eaten. Ye'achel, not yochel, but ye'achel. It can be eaten on Motzei Shabbos for others, but not for me. Pemezid lo yechel olamas can be eaten ever lo lo v'lo lechem, not to myself and not to others. Now my time with the Ruchan Tzadah. What is pshat for Ruchan Tzadah? The aser anyone taking this if it's done pemezid. Kid Darish Rabbi Chia Apischa de Benesia. Like Darish, it says, "Shmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hilochem." It says that you shall observe the Shabbos because it is kodesh, it's holy for you. Now, why are we calling it holy? We're comparing over here the idea of Shabbos to something that's hektish. Ma kodesh, something that's connected to the Beit HaMikdash. Ma kodesh also mechila, something that's kodesh is aser for eating. Af ma'isa Shabbos aser mechila. So too, ma'isa Shabbos, something that's done on Shabbos, becomes itself aser, and it can't be eaten by anyone, even after Shabbos, forever. Ima kodesh also anas. Let's come on with a second. If that's really true, then just like kodesh is also by anas, you can't get enough from it as well. Af ma'isa Shabbos also anas. So too, ma'isa Shabbos is also going to be aser anas. Talmud Lomer, that comes to you, lachem. That is kodesh for you. Shalachem yehei, which means that it's for yours to use. You're allowed to get enough from it. You could sell it. You can give it to a guy. Yachal afilu b'shogeg. You would have thought that the stuff from Shabbos work is going to be usher, even if it's done b'shogeg. Rashi says yaser b'achila. Talmud lomar mechalalei amosimus. Those who are desecrated will die. B'meizin amarti l'chavala b'shogeg. That's talking about it's b'meizin but not b'shogeg. Rashi says kodesh hu b'meizin amarti l'cha kodesh hu hecha d'shayach din misa v'lo b'shogeg. Only in a case where there's a din misa, not where there's a shogeg over there. Then that's not going to be the case. Pligibar Rav Acha v'Ravina. They actually argue within the world of Yochanan the Sandler. Chad amar maisa Shabbos d'oraisa. One says that this idea, the iser of eating stuff that's made on Shabbos, according to Rav Yochanan Sandler, is in iser de oraisa. Rashi is asur in b'achila. V'chad amar maisa Shabbos d'rabanan. Another one says, no, it's just an iser de rabanan. Says the Gemara, explains, man damer d'oraisa, kidamer. The one that says d'oraisa, it's like we said. Pasuk says, you got to keep Shabbos, and it's kodesh. Man damer d'rabanan, amar kra kodesh hi. Means that it is kadosh, he kodesh, ve'in ma'aseha kodesh. It itself is kodesh, ve'in ma'aseha, and not the things that are done is are kadosh. That's the switcheroo over here from the Masoros HaShas, ma'aseha. Meaning, Shabbos itself is kadosh, but not the thing that comes from it. So the pasuk over here can be used to say that the Shabbos comes from it. It's a daraisa. If we say it's just a derabanan, frak the gemara bishlam on daraisa, it makes sense according to one that it says it's daraisa. Ayam to beep beep, turn the page high enough of the base. Am to lahachi patre rabanan. That's why, because of that reason, the chachamim, the rabanan, are going to patre the ganav who's shliach shechted it. He doesn't have to pay 4 or 5. Says Rashi, the shechita she'ena re'uya. He gives the shechita she'ena re'uya, uka de Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon says. Eloman dami de Rabbanan, one says de Rabbanan, am I patri Rabbanan? Why would the Rabbanan come and patri them from paying 4 or 5? Since we know this is something which can be eaten midaraisa, even Rabbi Shimon would say that this is, that it's considered actual shechita, and therefore you should have to pay 4 or 5. Says the Gemara, Asha ara, inachinami, according to the way we're understanding this, that it's only the Rabbanan Dikadin, then when the Rabbanan said that they're going to be Pater, it's only talking about the other cases over here. Avo the Zar Vishar Niskal. That's where you're going to be Pater. With the other ones, you're going to be Chayav. Inachinami. Frak the Gemara. The Rebbe Meir, Amai Mechayav Shochet Avodah Zarah. According to the Meir, why would it be the Ganav goes and shechs it for Avodah Zarah? He gives it to Shechet for Avodah Zarah. Does he have to pay 4 or 5? Came with the Shachet Ba Purta. Once it goes a little bit, Asra, and now it makes it Aser. Straight up, I steal someone's sheep and I start shechting it for Avodah Zarah, I'm going to pay 4 or 5. But once I cut a little bit, I start the process of cutting, he's already now Asered it. Now this is a discussion Rashi brings down, the concept of something known as Mishum Zivchei Meskim, bringing carbonos from dead, Zivchei Meskim, Avodah Zarah to Kazachin. The Kasalka Daitech Yeshel Shechita Mitchil V'Atsof. It's a machlokas, Shechita from beginning to end or only at the very end. Here he's going with the opinion that there's shechita from the beginning to the end. That's off. It becomes us from the beginning. It has to be completely shechted together. It's finished. It's like thrown into the fire. Kodem shechita the Misham Karen. V'kefel, Pesulo, you'd only be kind of careful, nothing else. Zivchei Mesa means it's a offering for Avodah Zarah. So once I started Aserzin, Idach Yisure Hanahu, and then when I cut the rest of it, the amount that's necessary to Shechta to make it Na'amun B'chaya 4 or 5, this is something which is Aser Bahana. Velo Demare Katavach. And now I'm not actually Shechting that which belongs to the master anymore. Once I start the thing, it becomes Aser Bahana. That means even the owner doesn't have it anymore. And then when I go and I finish it off, now that's when the Chiv of Dalet Hay kicks in, but it's not his anymore, and therefore it shouldn't be Chayev to pay 4 or 5. What are you going to do now? Amarava Be'omar Be'gamar Zvichu Avda. We're talking about a Dafka case where the guy says that he's only worshipping it with the end of it. Therefore, this animal doesn't become a bazaar until the very end, and it comes out that it's mutter. It's still mutabana, and therefore the original owner still owns it up until the end of it, and then it becomes going to be chayav 4 and 5. Frek the Gemara Shoraneskal. What about the world of the Shoraneskal? This is an ox that is condemned to death. It has to be stoned to death. Why would Rabbi Meir say that the ganav has to pay 4 or 5? Isura na ninu. This ox is aser bahana. Lav damari kadavach, and therefore he's not actually shechting the thing which all belongs to the master. Amarava hachai skinim, what we're dealing with, kedon shemasar l'shomer. In the case where the owner of the ox gives it over to a shomer, Rashi says, kodem shehizik, v'hizik v'hizik shomer, before actually mazik, it had damaged. V'hizik v'hizik shomer, in the house of the shomer, goes in and kills somebody, and v'huad b'beis shomer, and it was testified against, and he became a shor muad, while it's still in the house of the Shomer. V'nigbar dino b'beis shomer, and it's totally finished of the din of b'beis shomer. And then the ganav steals it from the house of that Shomer, and he shechs it. V'meir savar l'k'rabi Yaakov. He says l'k'rabi Yaakov, the savar l'k'rabi Shimon, and he holds l'k'rabi Shimon. Now what does that mean? Savar l'k'rabi Yaakov, he holds l'k'rabi Yaakov, d'amir af mishin nigbar dino. Even after the nigbar din, when it's sentenced, hechzir shomer l'baylim muchsar. If the Shomer returned it to the owner, and it's considered return. Rashi says, "Va'omer lo harish shachal fanecha." You can say here; it's yours in front of you. Name say shafal pishen hashum shavaklum gorim lamamunhu the kol zman shu kaim shomer poter satzmo. Bo, even if it's still alive, he's shomer his poter with it. Vim yovad yisham dom. But if he loses it, he has to pay it. But the point is, he holds that he can return it's returned. For shavak rabbi shem and damer davar gorim lamamun kamamadami. That's something that can cause hana of money. It's considered money itself. The time like we learned in the Mishnah coming up on Ayin Dalma base. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshim Shechayev Achariyusan Chayev. If a ganav goes and steals, and then he shechs a kodshim, something that was already sanctified, and now Shechayev Achariyusan, that he would have to go and return, he's going to be Chayev to pay 4 and 5. Rashi says, Ganav Sheganav Kodshim Yibis Bailim. Im kiblim by love a love but chayos if he took it upon himself could go on damar hare alai ola is on me to bring an ola v'hifrish lo v'hifrish zu and he picked this one so now he's has to actually bring another one if he said hare zu then it finishes he has to have to bring another one he says hare alai he has to bring another one chayv l'sham kivot says dafak of the lav didayu even though it's not his and the hektish kivin de gorim l'mamonu since it's causing him to not have to pay another one di yimis biyado bay l'shlume kididay dami therefore it's considered like it's his. Alma davar goren lamamun kim mamun dummy. So we see something like that causes money. It's considered like money itself. So in this case of the shor niskal, even though this animal is now aser behano when it gets stolen, it gets shechted. At that time, it's considered owned by the shomer. Why? Because it causes him money, because he can get out of any sort of liability by going just returning the animal itself. So the ganav who steals and shechs it stolen animal from the shomer. And shechted it while still owned by the shomer. So we have to make the 4 and 5 times he has to pay to the shomer. And that's what the Bryce is talking about. And Rabbi Meir says that the ganav is chayav 4 or 5 because he holds like the view of Yaakov and like Rabbi Shimon. Now, what we're holding is, and we're going to jump into now, is the fact that we say our Mishnah is going in the world of Rabbi Meir, who says that you can loken umashalim, you can get malchus and still pay, and it doesn't go according to the hachamim of the Rabbanan. Amar of Kahana. Amrisa Shmait to the committee of Zvid Mardar, he says in front of him, Mi Motzis Mokim to Masnitsa Rabbi Meir, Veluk Rabbi Shimon. And I said to him, can you set up our Mishnah, which says that a ganav who shechs this animal that's stolen Yom Kippur, is going to be chayav 4 or 5, it's only going to Rabbi Meir, and not going in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Vakatani Seifa, but in the Seifa it says Rabbi Shimon Poter Vishnehelu. Rabbi Shimon is going to pater in these two cases, meaning where the ganav shechs a trefa, the end of the Mishnah, or a chulin dika animal in the chulin bazara, where the shechita is not going to make it roi, mechlal de mekulam asnisa moda, that implies that in the rest of the Mishnah is actually agreeing, because it ends by saying, Rabbi Shimon says the following at the end, means he agrees with earlier things. Amr Li said to me, lo, mechlal de moda betavach umachar lerafua v'leklavim. All that means he's agreeing with is the cases right immediately previous to it. And that is that if the ganav shechs or sells the animal for some sort of medicine or for dogs, that's our agreement, not in the earlier part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah we said, sorry about that, ganav mishal aviv tavchu macha. Let's say someone stole from his papa and he shechted it, he sells it, and his father dies. So what does he do? He has to pay 4 or 5. If he had got him before, then not, but after, then yes. Bamini Rabbi Rav Nachman, ganav shor, let's say somebody steals a shor, an ox, of two partners, and he shechs it. Then he admits to one of them that he is chayef. Rashi says, al chelko. Then someone who admits to it is going to be patr from him to pay kenas. Matzadin. Chamisha bakar omer achmana. Do we say that the Torah says that the ganav is to pay 5 cattle in place of that one? Velo chamisha chatzoi bakar, and not 5 half stuff in place of the half, because all he's admitting to is one. And for Odilma, we say chamisha bakar rachmana, afil chamisha chatzai bakar. Even if 5 halves, they have to go and pay. Right? Does the 5 bakar show that this kenas is only when it's entirely, like, in its full state of fullness? Or is it just telling you that you're going to get a kenas to pay five times, the one that you stole or you dealt with, and then you can only hold him to half of that 5 that he has to pay, not the one he was moded to. Amar lei, chamisha bakar, merachman of lo chamisha chatzoi bakar. It says chamisha bakar, not chamisha chatzoi. Hey, save a frag the gemara, gana mishal aviv v'tavuch umachar. Let's say you have a case that I steal from my father and I go and I shech that or I sell it. V'achikach mis aviv, and then his father dies afterwards, mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, has to pay 4 or 5 times. Right? To who does he pay? To the brothers who are going to get the Yerusha over here. Then what's it then? V'ha'acha kevin de meis aviv. But hold on 1 second. If the father dies and he's going to get a Yerusha in it, kamosha kadam v'hod alecha meim dami. This is similar to a case where he stole from 2 shutfin and then he admitted to one of them. What does that mean? Because he's the one that he's not going to be paying himself to. So it's like he admitted to himself. That you pay the 4 or 5, even though it's not going to be a complete 4 or 5. What do you do with that? Says Gemara, Amar Lei, Hachem my skin. What are we talking about in Mishnah? He goes, Amar Aviv Badin. But the father, while he's still alive, he brought him to court. And when he goes to court, he ends up being guilty over there. And therefore, he has to go and he has to pay the entirety of it. There's nothing to do. And then after he dies, he goes and he pays it to the brothers. Now, aval lo amad b'din mai, then what would be the case if he didn't bring him to court? Then what would be the din? Einu mashalim tishlumei arba v'chamisha. You want to say then he would have to pay? Yachi ad tani seifa ganav mishal aviv umeis v'achi achtav v'machar. Then in the seifa, instead of saying if he stole the sheep from its father and then his father died and then he was tavach v'machar, einu mashalim tishlumei arba v'chamisha, then he doesn't have to pay. Why are you bringing up that case? It's niflag b'didei. Let it argue in its own case and say, Mamed or Mamurim, when is it true that we say that the son has to pay 4 or 5 when he sold it, this animal before he died? Then he would have to pay 4 or 5. We didn't say that. Amalei says back to him, no, hachinami. Inachinami. You're right. It could have said that. I did not say Reisha, but since the first part of the Mishnah starts off and says Ganav Mishal Aviv V'Tavach Hamachar V'Achich Meis Aviv, Nasiv Sifanami also uses the same idea. You don't want to keep things equal here. Ganav Mishal Aviv Meis Aviv V'Achich Achtavach Hamachar. But Taka, we should have said that. It says the Gemara, Letzafra Amalei. In the morning, Rav Nachman said to him, Chamisha Bakar Merchmana V'Fil Chamisha Chatzoy Bakar. Even 5 that are not whole. V'Haidel Amri Lach Ba'Arta. And that's why I didn't say this to you last night. I mean, the reason why I made this mistake when I said it earlier, beep, turn the page. Ayin base. The lo achli bisser de Torah. Because I didn't eat the basser of a Torah, the meat of an ox. That doesn't mean he didn't fresara in a barbecue. Right? She says, lo dikdakti taimo shaldavar. It means I didn't really get into the sugya well enough to understand what's going on over there. But really, we know that it's even going to be halves as well. Right? That's so chamisha bakar, amir achmanav, afil chamisha chatzai bakar, even if it's going to be chatzai bakar. Fract the Gemara, Ve'ela Maishna, Reisha Maishna Sefer. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? The Reisha where the son shechted it during the father when he was alive, and the second one he did it after he already died. Right? If the court is able to go ahead and give the half cattle shtickle, then the son should be chayiv in the second case also. Amale says to him, Reisha Karina Be Utvacho Kula Be Yisura. And the Reisha, we say where the son shechted it while the father was alive, we can say he shechted it, which means the entirety of it, and he did it in a way which was aser. But Sefer Lo Karina Be it's not done all in Isser, because he has part of it as well. Right? Since the part of the animal he owned at the time can't be said to be shechted in a way which was totally usser. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.